How do we decide if it's ever the blue one or the white logo?
We don't.
Decide.
Hey everybody, you can't see it, but I'm reading That Checks Out with Damon and Ted on the screen right here in front of me. And across from me at the table, as always, unfortunately, is the guy that's mentioned first in the podcast.
That's Damon.
Mr. That.
Oh, yeah, Damon. That. And his buddy Checks and Out. Hey, I want to bring something up before we even start. We got to start talking about this. We have a partnership now with AdMe. Okay.
Oh, they finally filled out the paperwork, did they?
Yeah. So I would call it a sponsorship.
What's my cut?
Yeah. Well, that's why I said I would call it a sponsorship, but it's more of a partnership. There's a ship. There's a ship involved. We have a ship with AdMe. What AdMe is it's a platform where you can make your own, basically, advertisements. They give you like a 30-second.
What's our ship name?
Our ship?
Ad Checks Out. That Checks Me. What do we call it?
That Checks Ship. We're in a ship. It's a ship.
That ship's out.
So yeah.
I got it. There it is.
Oh, nailed it.
That ship's out.
Wait a second, landing. Where can they find
it? It has neither ad nor me in it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if anything, if they partner with somebody like me, it's going to be about us. Okay.
So tell us about AdMe, Damon.
Yeah. I already did. It's about us. So we have a partnership coming with them. Essentially, you make your own ads. It's going to be pretty cool. We're going to launch some stuff, and we're going to kind of be spokespeople with them and for them at times. So
Oh, wow.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, do I need to sign paperwork on that?
No, because you're not getting paid. You're fine. All right, so anyway.
Just like this show.
Yeah. You know what ship means? Means we're broke, okay? That's what ship means. Okay?
I ain't got ship.
Yeah, no ship. All right.
I ship my pants.
Yeah. No, you had a diarrhea. That's how it works.
R.I.P. Kmart.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You know what'll save our dying company that, you know, Sears bought us out and now we're garbage?
Huh.
A joke that plays on the word shipping and pants.
Ooh.
That'll save us.
I think we need to go there. So, the other thing we have coming up, and we'll have some video and stuff of it, but we got a fat guy 5K. Did I say that five times real fast?
Fat guy 5K. Who's the professional? This guy.
Yeah, well,
go ahead. You do it.
I said fat gay 5K.
Yeah, you said something. I hope we
yeah,
cut.
I said something.
Cut that.
I don't know what
time
I said. So, but yeah, no, it came out too fast. But it's a fat guy 5K is what we call it.
Is James Monster Randolph still going?
I hope so. He sounds like he's in. So
maybe he'll bring his brother Zach.
This is where three, possibly four, large men go into the woods, and we see who comes out alive.
I was talking to Canadian Mac yesterday, 3-hour conversation, by the way, and he said, "What was that mustache guy that sponsored you once?" And I was like, "Oh, you mean Casey Whisker Crew?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "He's a former coworker because I got laid off, and he's the guy that does the 5K with us."
Yeah,
they clicked it all together.
See how everything comes back full circle. Okay, now I gotta get into my week. Here we go.
Oh, before you do, I wanted a shout out as well.
Shout out.
I just want to say again the podcast I used to watch this by hosted by Mike and Mike.
Yeah.
They were like, "That's very confusing," and I said, "Well, yeah, one of you should be Michael Knight, and the other one should be Michael Long."
Ooh.
Same guy.
I was like,
"You can decide which one gets shot in the face." That's some deep cut Knight Rider stuff. You have to look it up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said something about one of their shows, and they called us out again. So thank you very much, guys. Mike and Mike.
Very nice.
I used to watch this podcast. Recorded just north of us. They're from the city.
Very nice.
Chicago. Yeah. All right, go ahead. So about
Chicago.
Your week.
All right. So on the way here. On the way here.
Oh, this isn't about your week. This is just
this
about
is on the way here. This is
minutes
ago.
I'm
going to tell you.
This just in, everybody. Something happened to Damon. He's going to tell us about it.
So I'm getting off the highway, coming here, right? Getting off at Route 30 to get here. And I see this white, like, Ford Fusion fly up, and it's not in the lane to get off.
I didn't know they could fly now.
Yeah, but it's not in the lane to get, you know, to exit, but it's in the other lane, and it's trying to get up as far as it can in front of everybody else, and he cuts off a guy in a Subaru, okay? First off, the guy's in a Subaru, okay? I don't think he's probably my biggest threat. It's not a guy in an F-250, you know what I mean? It's a guy in a Subaru. The guy in the Subaru... Then, and mind you, he's right in front of me, starts driving very defensively back and forth, beeping the horn. I think he's flashing his lights. I can't tell, right? But he's going, like, I'm like witnessing road rage.
Gotcha.
And I'm going, when they stop, when we get all the way up to the stoplight, I'm in the line of fire, okay? So I'm laying back and waiting. And then I realize that the Subaru had license plates, had three letters and a number. And the back letter on both of the sets of three were the same. That's boy-girl license plates.
Most likely, yeah.
That is not a guy that's going to threaten anybody. I pulled right up behind him. I was fine. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, the spoiler alert, the fact that you're here.
Yeah.
means
means the guy didn't
means,
get it.
Means wishes don't come true. Yeah,
means it didn't happen. But no, but when I saw that plate, I thought, that's guy-girl plate. That's
now,
not...
you could be like my parents who had the same initials, and they just had to put it on there once.
Once. Well, if it had one set.
But, tragically, their initials spelled out slow without the O. It was SLW. And my dad took that to heart. License plate says slow, son. I got to do it.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't really. You don't really have to.
I'm going
to
let up on that gas pedal. It says slow. I'm going to live up to the name. Live up to the name. But no, I just, again, Subaru, I thought, but the way he was driving, I was like, I am going to witness some bad stuff, and I'm going to be in the line of fire. Because, you know, nowadays, road rage, you never know what happens.
I mean,
you know?
I had three legitimate, justifiable flip-offs on the drive here. I didn't do it.
No?
Because you just never know anymore.
Couldn't pull the trigger, huh?
Well, one, there was a cop to my left, so I didn't want to rage, but that guy really pissed me off. He decided that there were three lanes. The lane to the right was the turn lane. He decided that he wanted to turn late. The guy next to me was just going to let him go, but neither one of them would get off the pot. Like, the guy next to me...
Oh, yeah. No, you go.
He let him go.
Yeah.
He gave him a hole. The guy didn't take it. The guy next to me didn't then shut the hole, but the guy in the front still didn't take the hole. Then the guy next to me didn't take... And it was just like, one of you just go, because now all of a sudden my lane's backing up because this guy can't figure out what to do. I can't skirt over because... Good old Joylet Police is right there next to me.
5-0.
I've never dealt with the Joylet Police, and I'd like that streak to continue.
But realistically, you realize if something goes down right there, you got the cops.
That's true.
All right? So you're okay. In my instance, what I saw, I thought somebody was going to run somebody off the road, but then they slowed down on the on-ramp, so it's not like they were off-ramp. They weren't flying down the highway doing 80 miles an hour doing this, you know? Because I've seen that before, too. I've probably been a part of that before. But anyway.
I mean, I'm not saying I've been a part of it, but a guy who looks just like me might have been a part of it.
Yeah. But anyway, this is what I learned on the way here. Three letters, and they both end, in this case, it was with M, okay? Those are guy-girl plates. That person is doing nothing. He's married. He's in love. He's got a family. He's got personalized plates. He's got a Subaru. Okay.
Yeah, I think you could have stopped at Subaru.
Yeah, he's doing. Isn't that the car? That's love. That's what it's about.
Well, I think you're definitely wearing Birkenstocks or Tevas.
Right. Oh yeah. No, I mean, unless you're gonna get out and, like, you know, play some ska music and dance
maybe
around.
Maybe an off-road Croc. I don't know what you're doing. But you're not
right.
You're not fighting on the road.
Officer, he hit him with a Croc, and then it's like, oh, the guy in the Subaru. Okay, I got it. But anyway, I just let's say that we learned that today. All right. And I learned it on the way here. So I'm glad it was still daylight. I got to see it.
Nice little recent.
It was nice. Nice
for you.
So the other thing I wanted to tell you. So this week, I walked past Chuck's room and he's laying in his chair in his room. Right. And he says, I say, hey, your room's a pigsty. He's sleeping.
Didn't know what pigsty meant. Is that what you learned?
I don't think he knew what pigsty meant.
Okay.
But he rolls over. I wake him up. I say it three times. He rolls over and I look at him and I go, your room's a pigsty. He goes, yeah. I'm aware. And he rolls back over and goes to sleep. And I go, listen, you want to know something?
What day, what time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if it's 4:30 in the morning,
yeah,
that's justifiable.
Yeah.
You roll over, go to sleep, and you're like,
no,
oh, man, we're going to talk
like
about it later.
8:30, 8:45 at night.
If it's like 6 o'clock on a Monday p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a, bruh.
Yeah. It was a weeknight. And the thing is, I started laughing because we've seen... I know what a pigsty looks like. Not in a room. I mean, I've been to Boucher Farms. I know what a pigsty looks like. I got to be honest with you. I think the pigs would be like, Chuck, straighten up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, the pigs would be in there like, I don't want to mess around in this. Maybe he could pick up. He takes water bottles and he downs them. Then he crinkles them up. Then he throws them. Now, conservative, or, you know, it's not waste. He recycles them. But the fact of the matter is, we don't have to wait till we get a garbage bag full of them to take them out of your room.
Oh, I don't. People in my house would disagree. For sure.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Because I'm not going to say who. There's a desk in my house right now. I could tell you probably has good baker's dozen of Diet Coke bottles sitting on it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tisn't mine.
Yeah.
Because as you can plainly see right in front of you, I drink Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
Zero Sugar. Unless it's Mountain River, Diet Mountain River from Casey's.
Yeah, that's true. That's a Thursday purchase. I might get a couple of those tomorrow.
and you know, I did realize this week, I probably realized it before, but I never come to terms with it probably, but I'm old, okay? And in doing so.
I'm now on the on the edge of the back of my seat.
No,
to find out.
It's so weird.
What triggered this memory?
So what triggered this is I have people come up to me, and they'll be like, "Hey, how you doing? This and that." And sometimes they're attractive women that are younger than us. Here's the deal.
Wait, they just come up to you because you are providing a service that they have to come up to you?
No,
to talk
they
to
come
you?
Up to me because I coach their child.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Again, it's because, not because of you. It's right. Because something you've done. Got it.
But if we do basic math, okay, let's just say, now I'm 47 and have a 17-year-old that I coached, okay?
Yeah.
Now you could be 37 and have a 17-year-old. I mean, you could technically be much younger than that and have a 17, but let's just say you started at 20. So you're 37 years old.
If you're 34 and have a 17-year-old, you were 17 when you had...
Yeah, you're right on the brink.
Right.
You're right on the brink.
So let's go 35.
Mid-30s. Mid-30s.
4, 5, 6.
Okay. So you're mid-30s. You walk up to me and you go, "Hey, what's happening?" And you start a conversation. Or, "Hey, how you been?" I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay. But every guy that's around me goes, "Hey," like I got some kind of magic game. Then I have to turn and look and go, "I'm sure I coached their kid." The first thing I say to these people when they do that, I go, "Hey, how's he doing? I don't know who he is. Yeah. I need you to give me some tips, okay?"
Yeah, I did something with her kid.
Yeah.
"How's he doing?" I just assume it's a dude.
Yeah. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is that's how I have to do it. And I look so cool in front of the guys until I turn to them and go, "No."
I had that happen to me at years ago. I was working at the shoe carny, so that tells you how long ago that was.
Ooh,
carny. Someone came in, an attractive woman came in, had a one-on-one conversation with me, not about shoes, just how you been, catching up, good to see you, left. And everyone was like, "Who is that?" And I was like, "Oh, that was my former coworker." Just
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was swinging through town, knew that that's where I was working now, and then they popped in to say
no,
hello.
Zero game.
Yeah.
Oh, no
had
game.
Had nothing to do with who I was as an individual. Just the fact that, hey, we used to spend hours at a time, the two of us in one building, like sharing stories, how you been kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was just like their eyes got like soft. They're like, "You know that person?" Yeah. Yeah. Used to tell me what to do because was my boss at one point. So sure.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing is when they come up and everybody's like, "Oh, you know," and you're like, "Yeah, I know why they're here, but I'm going to wait for them to talk." Yeah. You know what I mean? So I can't put a spin on this where it's like, so anyway. Plus, you have to remember, I'm going to be married 20 years in April, okay? 20 years. So I've been out of the pool. When someone's that old, you know, 37 years old that comes up, I didn't date them. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've been married for 20 years. I didn't date that. I have no backstory other than I know their kids, okay? And like I said, my whole goal in life then after that is to ask enough questions to figure out which kid was yours, okay? And that's what I do. So I don't—
How's he doing on off defense?
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, how's he doing?
How's he
school?
Doing the safety line? He's on the line? Okay, great. How's he doing the right left tackle? Got it. Okay.
How's he doing
how is Bob doing?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Did he have red hair? But that's when I realized I'm that old. You know what I mean? I'm that old because I have a 17-year-old, 47. I mean, it is, I started later. It is what it is.
You were 30.
I was 30. So, but how about you? Any, did you know you were old this week? Did you learn that?
I've known.
Okay.
I don't need to be told.
No epiphany?
I did. So this is going to take a little bit. Eventually, I promise you at the end of the story and everyone listening, we will get to Angry Ted.
Ooh.
This will come to its conclusion at Angry Ted.
Which is opposite of Angry Damon, where he comes in hot and then tailors off. You're going to get hot?
Speaking of which, it climaxes with Angry Ted.
Okay.
That's
I
how
like
the
it.
Story goes.
I like it.
So I've mentioned before, and I know I mentioned this before, because during the 3-hour conversation, Dave told me that, I've heard this on the podcast. Well, I need to start it again for people that didn't hear or to remind people that the house I bought across the street is a farm field. For most of the time I've lived there, there was just a field, and then past that was a park. Now, this is a large park. There are 8 baseball fields. There are dozens of soccer fields. There is an entire police station also in the park. There is a dog park. That'll be important later.
Yeah.
And then 5 or 6, it was right before COVID, right? 5 or 6 years ago, they put in a path from literally across the street from my house. If I go outside, turn on the sidewalk that's in front of my house, cross over the street, I am now on the path that goes through the little grass area, through the farmer's field, and then into the park. when I walk Titan, that's where we go when we walk over there, unless he wants to go through the, I let him pick his destination. If the kids aren't out, we can walk by the school. If the kids aren't out, it's a little weird.
You know? You got a nice path to
walk. Nice path.
Okay.
Behind us is a, now this is going to be, I don't want to trigger you, you specifically. Behind us is a family with two German Shepherd dogs.
Ooh.
We had Titan first. We had a fence first. They went out and got a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Brought it home. That German Shepherd would then try to get Titan over the fence. And Titan, if he jumps, can get almost over the, I mean, he's got some, he's getting old, but he's got some hops.
Yeah.
So right. They didn't get along. I know if we would have put Titan and their dog together in the same pen or same area, Titan would back off immediately. But it's because there's that sense of,
oh, yeah, yeah. Protection. Right.
They got another dog. The first dog was like, well, I'm not interested anymore. So now Titan fights with the other dog. It's the whole thing. It's really irritating when we put our dog out and then 2 seconds later they open the door and it's like, brr, like he just went outside. Can you let him poop and then we can bring him in? Like, I don't need any of this. So I tell you that. And the other thing to tell you this, now there's been this woman who's been pulling up. If it was a specific time, I would work around it. So I need to preface it with, she pulls up between 11 a.m., sometimes 10:30 on like if she gets real squirrely, all the way to 3 p.m. Anytime in that window, she'll pull up with her two German Shepherds to walk them
on
the path to the park.
I saw where that was going. Go ahead.
I have a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
If you live in my neighborhood, why don't you walk the dogs down the sidewalk and down the path? Because you have a car. Why don't you park? I almost went angry, Ted, but I want to save it for the end because it's funnier. Why don't you park in the park? Drive to the park and just walk over there. Because she walks on the path, takes her dogs over to the park, lets them run free in the soccer fields that are just on the other side of the field, then takes them past the ball diamonds and lets them run free in those soccer fields. But not in the dog park, which is where the only place you're supposed to let your dogs run free in that park.
Hence the word dog park.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, the only place that there is a bottleneck is that path, because there, like I said, there's a field. Right now it's mud and like, you know, brown corn stalks.
Yeah.
And then in the summer and spring, it'll be the guy's field. I'm not going to go in that.
Right.
So I can't get my dog away from her dogs at that point. Anywhere else, I can just walk in the farther in the soccer field. I can go around the ball diamonds. We can figure it out.
Right.
I swear to God, no matter what time I walk my dog, no matter what time I walk Titan, 10:30, 11:15, noon 45.
At the bottleneck?
That woman is, as I'm coming out of the park, that woman is pulling up and parking next to my, I can see the car pull up. Because I'm watching my house. I can see my house.
Right.
I can see her SUV pull up. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now, again, the whole time they're off leash. Cut to 2 days ago. Titan lets Titan out. I hear him start fighting. I think he's fighting with the dogs at the fence. He's not. He hears his friends because he can actually recognize their car. Because we'll be inside the house and he'll start barking like, oh, his friends are here and people will think I'm crazy. And I'm like, look out, there's his SUV.
Yeah.
He knows it. So Tina goes over and sees that the dogs are off leash. And I hear from inside, put those dogs on a leash. She comes back in. I'm like, look, come on now. We're not the leash police.
Yeah.
Also, if I'm in the park and yell at any of them, that's fine.
Yeah. You're on my front porch.
I'm a stranger in the park. You're yelling from the backyard. Now you don't know, like, oh, that woman lives in that house. If I want to retaliate, that's the house. So I'm like, don't.
Right.
Don't.
Right.
Just leave it alone. We're not the leash police.
Right.
You're also painting a target on it right now.
Yeah.
Cut to the next day. So this is yesterday. Dog goes crazy. I go to the window. I'm like, oh, it's your friends. I look out. One of her shepherds is leaving the fattest shit on the path. This thing, I swear to God, it looked like a couple of footballs came out of
the dog. You
can
see it from your house?
Oh, yeah. I could see it.
Wow.
And it was 70 degrees in the Chicagoland area in February yesterday, yeah. And this thing was steaming.
Nice.
That woman just walked away. Just walked away. Left it there. I turned and yelled into the ceiling because Tina's office is in the second floor, and I went, you call the police on that bitch! I am done with this woman!
Yes! I love it.
I wasn't on board until then. I was like, look, I'm sick of her always figuring out my timing. I don't know how she does that. I'm tired of having to pull my dog away because hers aren't on leash. I wasn't going to say anything. When I saw that I had been picking up my dog's hot poop.
Yeah.
And carrying it in my pocket till I get to a garbage can, probably sometimes, depending on which way we go, sometimes it's 8 minutes. Sometimes it's 48 minutes.
Right.
And the fact that she literally left an entire human leg worth of poop on that. Oh, I was
really?
Oh, I was so angry.
So, but you stayed in the house. If it would have been, I
would have been angry.
Yeah.
But if it would have been in the grass or in the farmer's field or anything, fine. I'm angry. I'm not going to do anything. But to leave it on the path, you bitch.
As he drinks his Coca-Cola as a stamp.
I had to. Yeah, I've been talking We've looked at the voice, you know, the equalizer and Max thing. I don't talk much. It's 80% you, 20% me going, uh-huh. I just talked a lot for this podcast, so.
That's pretty solid, though. I like that. So, 70-degree day.
Yeah.
Left a steamer.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know what? We're pressing charges.
I'm standing in my dining room, which has no curtain, so it's just a flat, and it's directly across from the path, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, uh-huh, uh-huh, oh. Oh, oh. And then as soon as she turned, I was like.
As soon as you realized
they
was staying and they were going?
Yep.
What about on the way back to the car? No?
No, just left. Here's the best part. So Tina made the faux pas of yelling from our backyard at the woman. So she knows.
Yeah.
I know her car.
Oh, yeah.
Same car. I'm gonna circle back in the story just so I can angry Ted one more time. Park at the park where there's parking spaces and spots. She's parallel parking across the street from my house every day to walk her dog to a place with parking lots and fields. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
If you're walking your dog to the park, totally get it.
Yeah.
That's the path to the park. But you're driving to a path that is not on the side where you park.
Yeah. I love it, though. You had a lot of passion. You had some anger at the end. I liked it. But the rage.
I hope.
You're like, call the cops. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to know something?
And you know what? I mean, they're right there.
I think
they could. We could have been like, hey, look out your window. You probably see it steaming from where you're at.
I think Tina fell in love with you all over again that day. She saw what a man protecting our path.
For the first time in a long time, we were on the same page about something.
Finally, something we agree on. Yeah. We hate her. We have a common enemy now, right? Yeah. Is that how it goes? I love it. Angry Ted can come in whenever he wants to. I love it. Hey. I'm going to do some fun facts now, and the first one might have to do with your dog walks.
All right.
If a female fox, because I'm sure there's probably foxes, coyotes, and everything out there around your house, especially if you got all those fields like that. If a female fox dies, her mate will stay single forever. But a widowed female fox looks for a new mate immediately.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, again, a couple weeks ago, I asked about heavenly high fives and when we're done, right?
Oh, yeah. How'd that go over with your wife?
You want to know what really sucked? Let me tell you what sucked especially good for that one, is that my wife likes to start listening on Monday mornings. She turns her phone on and she walks around with it, you know, and she's got it in her pocket.
Monday.
Yeah. So anyway.
Can't trust that day.
As it turns out, I went in a little late this Monday, and so I was home. And so I don't remember this stuff. You know what I mean?
And I don't want to inside baseball too much. We've been recording a bunch at a time because of our schedules are kind of messed up.
Yeah.
So I don't remember like on this Monday, which is the one that's playing.
That was the one.
I'm saying for any Monday, you know, I don't remember.
Right.
You know, because I was talking to Macaulay and it was like, you mentioned something like, right. I forgot that this was the one we just did. Or
right.
That was 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. But anyway, go ahead.
But the heavenly high five, it starts with, my wife's going to hate me for this.
Oh, you're right.
I hear my voice out of her phone say that, and she just turns and looks at me, and I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about the lady pulling up at the park at the wrong time? That is the wrong time.
I'm telling you, you looked over, and you saw yourself audibly put a ball right in the tee.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was just like, okay. Normally, you know, I hear my voice, I'm like, yeah. I hear my voice there, and I'm like, shut up. I'm like telling myself, be quiet.
Hey, tell that guy to be quiet.
Yeah, be quiet. Be quiet. How do I break your phone right now, you know? So, but no, it was just insane.
You know what you should have done? Using your voice, you should have talked just a little bit louder.
Yeah, in the correct stuff that I should have said. Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit louder now.
Yeah.
Shout.
I sure love my wife.
Yeah. My wife's going to hate me for this. I haven't said I love you enough lately. I love you, Nicole. How long is that bit going? I can't keep talking.
So, anyway, I just thought of us immediately when I said, hey, it's over when you die. Look, the female fox is like, he gone, okay? Yeah. I got stuff to do. You know, I got stuff to do.
Do you want us to do fox CPR? Nope.
No,
I'm good.
Yeah. Do not resuscitate that fox. We are good. So, but if the female fox dies, the guy's like, yeah, I'm never going to find another fox like that. She was a fox. Yeah, what a play on words. Did so I pull that out?
Well, you know, it was much like you putting a T on the on your murder on Monday. Yeah. That was kind of teed up for
I got to be honest with you. When I heard, I was putting on my work shirt, and I heard my own voice go, my wife's going to hate me for this. And I was
you said, oh, no, and someone said, diarrhea, and you're like, no, worse.
No, I wish. Yeah. Diarrhea could not get me out of this right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of you and diarrhea.
Yeah.
So we've talked about, I don't see commercials a lot, but there's been a commercial that's been on the YouTubes lately, and it's by Scott Tissue.
Okay.
Where they have Scott, and they have the Heavenly toilet paper and the Bear toilet paper. So you know it's Angel Soft and Charmin.
Right, yeah.
And they digitally take the first sheet and just pull it, so it starts to unroll, and then they unroll forever. Right, they unroll quickly, but the Scott roll is just...
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, you've got 1,000 sheets, but literally, it's worse than the stuff that Damon buys. Why are you proud of that?
Yeah.
If I have like 1,000 pieces of the German Shepherd poop from the path, I'm not happy about that.
Yeah. But I tell you what, because we bought Scott Tissue before, and the other stuff she buys is almost kind of an upgrade.
That's what I'm saying. Scott really is worse
than
what you buy.
Yeah. Like,
and I bring my own toilet paper to your house.
Right. Yeah. Like the Aldi, this used to be a Raisin Bran box. You know what I mean? Toilet paper. Yeah. It's pretty good compared to the Scott stuff. So, you know, Scott's can stick to, like, fertilizer and whatever they do for the turf, right? The turf builder.
I mean, that'll work. I wouldn't be surprised you found out that was artificial turf.
That's probably what it is.
Feels just as bad on your two-hole.
But just playing through, two-hole. All right, so here's my second one. A woman in Australia won $825 on a racehorse, posted a selfie to show the winning ticket to her Facebook friends. But one of them captured the ticket barcode from the selfie and claimed the winning amount for themselves.
As soon as you said, took a photo. Because I've seen, like, you see people, like, dumb people. Not like this, because this was devious dumb.
Yeah, no, I mean beyond stupid.
The people that are like, hey, I just got my first credit card. And they show it, like, in a post. And then they're like, I had to go get another credit card, you jerk. Yeah. the next thing will be like, why do you want me to give you a picture of the new credit card?
Yeah, I just filed my first bankruptcy. Yeah. Thanks, Facebook. Yeah, everybody bought all the stuff on me. Yeah.
But was it definitely one of her friends, or was it one of her friends of a friends, or was it one of her...
like one of those, like, you tag your friend in it to talk smack.
You're just hanging out with, like, you're hanging out with your five friends and your one coworker that doesn't really, only knows you, but doesn't know the other people. And they're like, hey, look, another person of our clique just won this in the thing. And that person's like, can I get a closer look?
Yeah, let me see your phone.
Can I get a picture of that?
we'll split it. Let me see your phone. But how stupid.
This is like when I did I tell the story where I had to prove that I was me?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is what it is. Like, the second person's always wrong. So the first person took the barcode and was like, hey, I'm claiming it. And the person with the ticket was like, no, but I'm the guy with, too bad.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. I have a picture of the barcode.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think that constitutes a win. Okay. Maybe it does.
You don't fly a lot. I don't know if you know this, but if you show your driver's license on your phone, they take it. Not a problem.
Really?
If you show a picture of your ticket, no, of course not. That's what I'm saying. Like,
really?
You have? Really? Well, I should fly more. That sounds really convenient.
That sounds great. I don't want to fly. I just want to board. I just want to see if I can get on.
I do know that if your license is expired and you try to go through certain airports through their automatic thing, it sets up flags and you have to go individually, not with your family, to the gate.
You happen to know this?
Yeah. Not because I did it.
Oh.
But I've been a family waiting at the gate.
You bet. We're latchkey kids. We gotta wait for mommy. Just hold on, kids. But no, to do that, like when Chuck got his driver's license, we put the picture up, but of course we blurred the numbers because you don't want that, you know.
Yeah.
But people do that, and you're right. Then the next thing you know, they got your driver's license number, they got your date of birth. Okay, now we just got to figure out a couple passcodes, and we're gonna be okay.
Before your mom got married, what was her name?
What did your mom used to be called in high school? So hey, I got two more. Tell you what, let's do this one first. During World War II, a Dutch minesweeper evaded the Japanese for 8 days, disguised as an island. Okay, have you heard this?
No, but I'm picturing him like clicking the button and finding out, okay, there's four Japanese there, there's two Japanese there, there's three Japanese there. Okay, which is the next island I click? Because he was a minesweeper.
Right, I got you, yeah. Yeah, minesweeper. We know that game. But it says the crew covered the decks and cut trees and painted the exposed surfaces to look like rocks. They moved only at night and anchored close to shore by day, eventually escaping to Australia.
Can you imagine that? Like, wait, is that island?
Wait a minute.
Did that island move?
Didn't we swim to that island yesterday? wait a minute.
Can you imagine some, like, I know it's in the middle of the war, so it wouldn't have been the case, but do you imagine some artist, like, on the shore with an easel up, and he's been painting the island, and then the next day he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, just a blur, because the island's just been...
But then it's Bob Ross. He's like, that's just a happy accident.
It's a happy accident. That our island accident started on the left of this thing, and now it's on the right of the canvas.
That's exactly what happened. He flips the paint thing over. Hey, it works. Oh, it works right now. But yeah, so World War II, it was a Dutch guy. He evaded the Japanese. But 8 days. 8 days.
Yeah.
And you got to start to think, too. I mean, I guess you're in the water, so it's like, but I mean, you know, you got to go to the bathroom. You got to do, I mean, that's awful. You can't move. You know,
but
you can't move.
Don't they have snipers that do that? Like, they get in position in those suits and then just lay there and...
Oh, yeah.
And, like, somehow it takes them 3 days to traverse 250 yards because they're doing it, like a millimeter every 4 minutes. It's just, like, awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time. I mean...
I'd be the worst sniper ever. I sway.
Well, I just... Oh, yeah, that's true.
I sway.
You would literally be like, is that Bush swaying?
And not even that, though, but, like, he missed to the left. He missed to the right. He missed to the left.
Is that really fat Bush swaying? Thank you.
Is that Girthy Bush moving? Girthy Bush, that was my nickname in high school, I think. Yeah, Girthy Bush.
Yeah, that's all people could see.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. Like, hey, don't worry about it. What he should do is just stand still.
Just stand still.
Left. Right. Left.
It's like we're marching.
Yeah.
And meanwhile.
Because they always have a spotter.
Yeah, I was going to say, the guy that's dialing
the guy that's
like
spotted
yet
is like, left. Right. Left, right. Let me try this. Right, right. You still miss. Yeah.
How do you sway right twice?
You're just like, cha, cha, cha.
Yeah. But no, that'd be so awful. Yeah, you're right. Just looking up and they're like, that bush is swaying.
Left, right. Just shoot me in the face. Just shoot me.
So who gets shot is the guy that's calling out my signals. Right, yeah.
He eventually just tells you where he is.
He stands up and waves his arms. I'm here. I'm here.
Here and then right below me.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I'm here, guess where he is, okay? You found me, okay? Do me a favor. Shoot me in the foot because you're going to hit that guy right in the face. Shoot me in the foot. But no, yeah, I just thought about that. I'd be the worst sniper ever. Ever. Holy cow. And then they'd be like, they'd be looking up and they'd be like, is that Bush wearing headphones?
Have you ever been in a store and someone thinks that you're going down the aisle, but you're really not? So they're doing the, oh, this way, this way, this
oh,
way,
yeah, yeah.
This way. And you're like, dude, I'm not moving. You can just go around me.
Oh yeah. 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 And that's the whole thing. It's like, yeah, I don't care which way you go, but if I'm, I don't know. I got to think. I'm going back to me being a sniper. I think I might be good at it. I think I might be good at it because you know what? I'm okay being by myself for a while. I'm all right doing that. You know what I mean? I'd want my headphones. I'd want some snacks. You know what I mean? That's the whole thing. You know what gives me away is the box of zebra cakes right next to the bush. Why is that out here? Why is it? There's rappers blowing in the wind.
Did
That's what they do.
Somebody here in the air tonight?
Yeah, they're shooting. Are those bugles? Do I smell bugles?
Blasted with cinnadust.
Blasted with cinnadust. Yeah. That's an inside joke for those of us that were here early, Mac.
Well, I did. Like, I made the mistake back during the hot dog is a sandwich debate.
Yes.
Which, as people might know, that's 3.75 years ago at this point. It's like episode 17 or something.
Yeah.
And we're coming up on 2 00.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Anyway, since then, my social media still sends me, like, food and weird places things. So there was one that was like hot dog, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch hot dogs. So I put it on the checks out
saw
page.
That.
I think 80% of the people that commented think that's a real product.
Well, they're probably looking where they can buy it and send it to
now,
me. They want me to eat it.
A voucher is a farmer, so he can suss out fake food.
Yeah.
He noticed immediately that the label said made with 100% camel.
Yes. Right. Right. 100% camel.
He said something else that he didn't like, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, he posted a picture of like a corn boil, seafood boil.
Yeah.
But they had Brussels sprouts in it. And he's like, I don't know about those Brussels sprouts. I'm like, what are you, a farmer?
Yeah.
Callback.
I gotta tell you what, crawfish boil, pretty good.
Yeah.
That's always good. All right, I have one more fun fact.
Yeah, so, you know, Boucher wants to set that up. I also said he was in, guys, if you guys don't know this, pretty cool. They did a thing for the Super Bowl about the importance of farmers across the country. And that is, I know we joke, but they're clearly the backbone of our country. Would be lost without them. But he and his family were featured in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
For the commercials. And I said, hey, next time, can we get the That Checks Out logo painted in a barn?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm in. I'm like, all right, well, Damon's going to paint it. So,
yeah. You guys had an elaborate conversation about me doing that. Yeah. So I have one more. By the way, Matt, you're dead to me. I'm not painting your barn. Okay.
And just so everyone's clear, that's Boucher's first name. I, for a second, thought Damon actually had a stroke and was calling Mac Matt.
No. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah,
I like Mac. I think we're concerned about that. But we're not concerned if he actually had a stroke.
I was going to say, both of you are like, yeah, I think we had another stroke. By the way, still nobody's called. Okay. Yeah. Just saying right now. All right. Here's the last fun fact.
You were so angry.
I was. A man called Roland the Farter.
Oh, is this
was required to perform one jump, one whistle, and one fart each Christmas for King Henry II in return for a 30-acre estate. I got to tell you what. I would do a lot more for a 30-acre estate than just this. And you're talking about a whistle. I mean, that's not really... I guess farting on command.
Now, do they check him first? Like, what if he jabbed a whistle just up in there?
Ooh, yeah, hey, two for one. Yeah,
because I can assume most people, with if they're passing wind, they put a whistle in there. It's going to make a whistle noise. Now, if you got to do it with your actual like butt, that's pretty impressive.
You should get a dog whistle for when you go.
I should. I should get a dog whistle so when my dog barks from inside the house and I know that they're out there.
Yeah.
My dog's inside the house. I go outside the house and just.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But here's the deal. If you call him Roland the Farter, isn't he pretty much, if he loses that job, where's he going?
Yeah.
Where's he? So what do you do? Here's my Indeed, you know, or whatever. What are the ones? Is that Indeed, right? Is that where they go for looking for jobs?
Right.
So here's my Indeed. What are you qualified to do? Well, not only can I whistle, I can jump.
Yeah.
What else do you do? I hesitate to tell you. I really do. I feel like it's going to hinder my chances of working in a cubicle next to Sarah over there. You know what I mean? You're not going to hire me. So, but those are the three things he did to get a 30-acre estate. By the way, it says each Christmas, one time a year, he had to entertain one dude with a bodily function that most guys do and then turn to their buddy and go, they laugh anyway.
Here comes Farting Claus. Here comes right. Farting Claus. Right down Farting Claus lane.
But Roland, my man, to be like, I'm Roland the Farter. Yeah. No, that's like, you can't do that. It's like Cedric the Entertainer. You can't call yourself that. You don't know that you entertain people. You're Cedric.
Your Majesty, I present to you Roland. Yeah. All right.
He could have been Roland the Whistler, Roland the Jumper. He went with the absolute worst one that he could possibly do. He's like, let's see here. I got a 1 in 3 chance of getting this wrong. I'm going to go with Farter. That's me. But again, on the Indeed, he's filling it out.
Yeah.
Give me your job qualifications. I'm going to give you two of them.
Roland, we noticed you didn't put your full legal name down.
His middle name is just D and last name Farter. Roland D. Farter. Okay.
I am your Farter.
Yeah.
No.
So, Luke, did I get the job? Yeah.
Obi-Wan lied to you.
But Henry II.
I am your Farter.
Henry II. What era would that have been in, Mr. History Buff? Any idea?
Henry II.
Is that 1700s?
No, it's before that, because Henry VIII was the one that murdered all his wives, married Anne Boleyn.
1500s? I mean,
it's hard with the, like, unless you really know you should ask your wife because she's the royal expert. It's hard because you can go from, because Queen Elizabeth II, the one that just passed.
Yeah, she lived for.
Was in our time in the 1900s. Elizabeth I, like 1680, you know, so it was like, it wasn't like one to the next.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, it's hard to tell.
But I'm just saying.
But that would have been, I mean, clearly it's back when, you know.
Yeah.
The king could do whatever he wanted.
When tigers used to smoke.
Yeah, king could do whatever he wanted. Be like, 30 acres to the guy that blows wind out of his mouth and his tush. Done. But he's got to do a little jump.
How socially unacceptable would it have been at that time to do this? I mean, think about it.
Well, I mean.
But the king's telling you.
It's a good question, though. But it's a good thing to think about. I think it would have been more socially acceptable back then.
Why?
Because once, at the time.
Yeah.
You like if you go look at castles, there's a point where there's like a like a jut out from the top of the thing, and then there's like a hole, and then nothing to the ground, because that's where they would go and put their butt and poop down the side of the castle. You would bathe once every 3 months or whatever. That's what I'm saying. Like once, like bathing and soap and everything became the norm.
Yeah,
they had to convince. Listerine invented the word halitosis to convince people that their mouths smelled like poop, so they would use Listerine. That's my point. There was a point when everyone smelled, everyone stunk. It was
yeah.
So this personally, I think you should get a time machine, man. So I don't see. I think like you would still.
I'd be Damon the
I
Whistler.
Still don't think you would stand in private polite conversation and be like, "So how's the family?"
Yeah,
but
right.
I also think that it wasn't.
But even like meeting chicks. What do you back in that day? You're like, so what do you do for a living? Okay, this is awkward.
You got to remember again.
Yeah.
No one had seen like clean water on anywhere like on their nethers for weeks at a time.
Okay. All right. So they're all kind of scummy.
Yeah, they're all okay. It's gross.
I got you.
That's why they had the powdered wigs because it covered up the lice.
So is that where they get the term bumping uglies?
That's why, and I'll put this scientifically, whoas. would be clean shaven, so there wouldn't be a place for the lice to live.
Understood.
So if you were clean shaven, it was automatically assumed you were, and again, scientifically, a whore.
So
I'm glad we went. This has been whore history with Ted.
Whenever you go scientifically, you turn into like a mobster from The Sopranos
or Danny DeVito and It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing something. So anyway, Roland the Farter, he had one job. You had one job. Actually, you had three jobs. You had to do them all. But 30-acre estate. Hey, 30 acres nowadays. Imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine being a kid that like three generations later, you're like, you have 30 acres. How did you get that?
Well, Grandpa Toots.
Yeah.
Yeah. King really liked him. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have heard of him.
He had what you might call a je ne sais quoi. Just say, I'm not going to do it. Don't even. Not going to do it.
So let's get off him.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Let's get off him. Hey, but if I had to call him anything.
Watch him as he fucks.
Yeah. Watch him as he gets 30 acres. Once a year. Okay, I'm going to move on, but I'm a little angry because some of us go to work every day. I don't have 30 acres. Okay? I don't have 30 acres.
Are you whistling, jumping, and farting at work?
Yeah. Pretty much all those things.
I believe two of them. I haven't seen you jump in a decade. We started this podcast describing how old you were.
Yeah. If I push you off a curb, you don't have hang time. That's just how it goes. So let's do a strange story.
Strange stories.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Next time you call me, man, that's how long of the conversation I want to go.
That's it.
I want it to be 3-0, not 3-0-0.
Here's where we're at. Texas man in kilt arrested for sticking valuable antiques up his butt.
After arrested, you said what?
Texas man.
No, yeah. Arrested
in kilt, arrested for sticking valuable antiques up his butt.
But why?
We're going to find out. Hey.
I know. I was like, maybe this should have been about why.
Maybe it should have been about why. Yeah, it looks like a long story, though.
Are you saying killed or kilt? Because both times you sound...
Kilt. K-I-L-T. Kilt. Well, that's how I would say killed anyway. So I killed him. Yeah. He's dead. I killed him. No, kilt. Like, you know, like the Scottish kilt. That's what it is. Anyway, police in Texas recently arrested Mitchell Vest. Ironic, his name's Vest, but he wore a dress. Okay? So, ironic. Okay? Wonder if they matched. That would have been nice if he like accessorized. After multiple reports from worried citizens, according to the reports, Vest was going around local antique shops dressed in a kilt. So far, I don't really like seeing a man walking in a kilt.
Okay. You said dressed in a kilt.
Yeah.
The way you said it, it sounded like you said arrested in kilt. I was like, okay, he was arrested, but why did they murder him for it? I don't understand.
He was kilt.
Like, we can't have this guy running around town keistering antiques. We got to put him down.
He was kilt till he died from it. So anyway,
okay.
You remember a couple weeks ago where I got accused where I was going to put...
Yeah, did
I
you
was
have a kilt in the Home Depot?
No, but if I had a kilt, there's no way I was going to keister that battery. I needed pants just to hold the battery in if I was trying. You know what I mean? I don't understand. A kilt? That's open airways.
I think now this whole plays out. This is the reason why you have swayed for 47 years. So that when you put that between your thighs and had to sway your way out of there...
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, I just sway. That's what I do. Don't check up there.
Yeah. Yeah. All I know is my Kegels can hold in a battery. That's all I know.
Don't even check.
That's, yeah. Yeah. You don't want to check.
Now, here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
did he discreetly go somewhere, and or did he do one of the things where he dropped it on the ground and then just like kneeled down and whoop?
I don't know. Did he did he do the old, I tripped and fell on that?
Yeah.
Repeatedly. According to the reports, he was going around local antique shops dressed in a kilt. He wasn't there to shop, though. The report said, and security camera footage confirms it, that Vest was picking items off the shelf, placing them under his kilt. More specifically, he was shoving them up his anus.
Have you been in an antique store lately?
They're dirty.
Yeah. I think his anus now has mesothelioma.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
Because those places are rusty and dirty. And as soon as you walk in, you're kind of like you are in this building.
Yeah.
I am in an antique store.
Yeah.
I open up, it's like, are you guys serving coffee or black mold? I can't tell what's going on here.
Yeah.
That's just the weirdest place to be like, you know what I want? I want old dirty thing shoved up my butt.
Okay, well, when I read the next sentence.
For free.
You're going to want to puke.
Hold on. Ready? You got the rising mic. Yeah. I can't even do Angry Ted properly today because the mic doesn't go up when I touch it.
And then he put them back on the shelf.
Oh,
as the antique dealers, who fortunately saw that Vest was up to, had to dispose of the soiled merchandise, literally soiled, the police obtained a warrant for his arrest. All's well that ends well, right? Not necessarily. One shop owner said she had seen Vest in the shop before, wondered what he was doing during those visits. This is awesome. There is a picture of a man in a kilt.
That's legit. Yeah, he's got his hand.
He's got his hand in the Netherlands.
Yeah, he's got his hand. Let me put it this way. You can see him, his tank top, his kilt, most of his arm. You can't see his hand.
Right. Because apparently he's seen if something fits.
Okay? What I hope somewhere in the story you read that the proprietors called neighboring antique stores. Because where we grew up, there's a whole street of antique stores.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping it says proprietor called the neighboring pure antique store.
Yeah, guy in kilt.
Did you see this guy?
Keep him out.
They say yes. Did you see what he touched? They say no.
Yeah, right.
Now it's a fun game.
Yeah.
Now it's a super fun game.
Now your whole store is scratch and sniff, and you got to figure out what you're throwing away. That's how it works.
I can suggest a couple of German shepherds that can come in and sniff things for them.
Right. But here's the deal. So if you're going to keister something, I don't think the kilt is the proper attire. Like,
I mean, it gives you easy access for the keistering.
It does. I guess it does.
But if suddenly they're like, okay, we have a lineup of people.
Yeah.
And it's like five guys and one guy in a skirt.
Yeah.
Which one do you think keistered it?
Ooh.
I'm going with easy access over here.
Yeah. Yeah. Something tells me... keister kilt right there. He's the one that did that. But this is the lady. This is what she said. I was really in shock, according to the statement from the Harris County Constable Precinct 4 office. Ooh, the cops received reports that multiple concerned citizens, in quotes, about the behavior of the man February 15th. We can only imagine the furrowed brows and confused looks as the officers began reviewing what was happening. So they have to go back and watch video.
Yeah.
From antique store, which, by the way, how high quality is your antique store video?
If that's the picture, that's a pretty good.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah, if they pulled that. But that's probably one. That's probably one antique store. You know, most of them have like a kid in there, you know, sketching artists. You know,
have like a CRT. It's black and white. It looks like they, you know, pulled it out of the dashboard of Kit.
Right, yeah.
Another Knight Rider reference. This you got to go back for that.
This is also an antique. Yeah. our security system.
Hey, don't put that near your nose, Michael.
Hey,
what if he thought that they were his antique back scratchers? Ooh, I got me a powerful itch.
That's a weird angle to go to your back.
You can scratch other things
from
your back.
From the inside out. You scratch your back
from the
inside?
In your bag with a back scratch.
Yeah, you can scratch from the inside out. According to the probable cause affidavit acquired by Law and Crime, the man, later identified as 60-year-old. That guy didn't look like 60 in that picture, but whatever. He went around to two antique shops in Spring, Texas on February 10th. The stores in question are Antique Gallery in Houston and the Curiosity Shop.
Yeah, put that in the article.
Yeah,
because the people old enough to read articles are the people going to the antique stores.
Correct.
They should know that. Bring gloves.
Yeah, there's a chance this was in some dude's butt.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, to be honest with you, when you go to a garage sale, there's a chance all of that's been in somebody's butt.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a chance. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd you buy them golf clubs? Let me tell you what I think happened. You know?
Just like Jiminy Cricket, I don't want anything smaller than an elbow.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
And just for everyone, he said, like, you know, that was what he's talking about, putting things in your ear. But I think it also applies.
I think it applies. So the antique gallery's owner, Susan Golden, Everybody's got these weird names. Vest, Golden. Can anybody? Smith?
Farter.
Jones? Yeah, Farter. Roland.
Everyone's damn got a Roland. Weird name.
I told the cops that she had noticed the man behaving strangely. You know what? If I was in a kilt, I'm already acting strangely. But when I start putting things up my butt that belong on your shelves, that's a little more. A little more. That's strange. That's strange.
Yeah, this guy was acting strange. Like the police show up. What's the problem? This guy was acting strange. Oh, the kilt? You'd think.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Didn't stop there.
That's kind of like the gateway drug.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's weird? We overlooked. We got this guy's mental. He's in a kilt. We never thought he'd go, hold my beer. Yeah. I'm going to up this. Just one. Just one.
Keister my beer.
Right. Yeah. I'll hold my own beer. Thank you. No hands. But she couldn't believe. Wow. But she couldn't believe what he did with an old makeup brush and a further unidentified piece of hardware. Don't know what that is. Golden stated that Vest proceeded to place the items under his kilt and then, this is quotes, shove both items up his anus, then return them to the shelf.
Now, how do we know?
Yeah.
He could have just been cheeking him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, like chef's kiss.
Because that was not like the angle. It was a top-down angle. It's not like...
Right.
You know, because right. It'd be great if all of a sudden they pull out like an angle from shooting up the kilt.
Yeah.
And the police are like, okay, first question, why do you have a camera at this angle? Yeah. Never mind. We're going to drop all the charges.
Right. Right. Well, not only that, but they do that. Then they go, listen, there's no penetration. We got to throw this out. You know what I mean? He is merely clinching. He is clinching. That's it. With cheeks. So here's the quote. I was really in shock. I just didn't know what to say or think. Okay. I gotta be honest with you.
Like, if he doesn't anus, the crime isn't heinous.
Right? Yes.
Where can they find us, Ted?
I like that. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
Is that where we're going? Same thing.
That's what I was playing.
Same
off
difference.
Of. Same difference. That was a double murder, Damon. Please. Let's try to be respectful.
So put it together. First off, if he was keistering those gloves, okay? You'd be like, hold on, cough. That's what you should have told the guy. Tickle him.
Yeah.
Just tickle him. Yeah. It's gonna fall out. Just tickle him. That's all you gotta do. Okay? But it says the items that he damaged cost $130. Now, that doesn't seem like a lot of money, okay? But to somebody who that's their business, that kind of sucks. And then how many times has he been in your store?
That's great. Okay, here's how my story's playing out for this guy. He goes, they arrest him. They put him in a holding cell. He waits, he waits, he waits. Finally, he's alone. You hear like tink, 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 tink in the metal toilet.
Yeah.
And then like an antique harmonica starts playing. And they're like, oh, you're gross, Vest. You were the grossest ever, Vest.
But if I am not these two shops and I'm every other shop on that drive, you know what I go? Come shop here. Our stuff hasn't been in some guy's butt. Okay? That's our tagline.
You just hear from the cell, like, you guys know the words. How, 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 how.
Is he playing LaGrange? What's he doing? I'm a harmonica. John Popper over there. He's going nuts. The guy in the kilt, he's a blues traveler. I don't know what happened, okay? He's just really good.
John Plopper over there.
Yeah. So it says they also receive footage from the curiosity shop. First off, that's a place where stuff's going to get put in your butt, okay?
Right.
I got news for you.
Do you have a non-butt section?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Do you have a non-curious section?
Did you see the sign on the way in? It's the curiosity shop. I've been in someone's butt.
Yeah. Where's the... I don't even have an inclination to know what had happened.
You know that doorknob you used to open the door? I got bad news for you.
Yeah. They're like, that's a lever. I know. It's amazing.
That's a round hoop handle.
Vest
that
was
here.
That
doesn't even.
So it says, the video also shows Vest entering the store and making physical contact with two pieces of merchandise. This time, a bottle opener and a tobacco tent. Tobacco tent can. Don't know what that means. Valued at $74. Altogether, up to $204 of stuff in the butt.
Is it tent? Like
it says tobacco tent can. So I don't know if it's a tobacco can, but it has a tent on it. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I wonder if it was supposed to be tin can and it got...
Might have been.
Got messed up.
Might have been. But ended up making unplanned visits into Vest rectum. $74 worth of stuff. The man put these items back on the shelf as well. Both complainants advised that they had to throw away the items they were used for indecent due to feces being on them. Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, I decided not to buy this antique brush. Apparently it's got shit on it.
Yeah. If I, you know, you're over there, you're like, listen, I know it's been a guy's butt. You got $7 on there. What do you take for it? What do you take for it?
What kind of a keister discount we got going on? Huh?
hey, it's Keister Wednesday. Anything you can fit in there, okay? You walk to the counter, okay? We tickle you. Whatever falls out, it's a nickel, all right?
We're going to do a little thing we used to do down where I grew up down in Mississippi. It's called the Charter Barter. How much on this Keister brush? Yeah.
My Uncle Roland was no good at that. He'd lose it all the time.
Now, my uncle got 30 acres out of this. I'm just trying to get a cheap hairbrush.
So it says, basically, they booked him. They put him in jail. They booked him. He was later released after paying $100 bail. $100!
It's $1.30 for both items to buy.
Yeah.
He pays $100 just to bail himself out.
Yeah, well, and $74 for the other. So he paid half of the stuff. He could have taken it home and done whatever he wanted with it.
Yep.
Instead of just doing whatever he wanted with it.
He could do whatever he wanted with him and then brought it back to the antique store and no one would have known.
So, let's see here. At the end, according to Golden from the antique gallery, she definitely believes she has personally seen Vest in her store before. Additionally, she claims store's employees have certainly seen him. The guy's in a kilt.
Hey, have you seen that guy before? Yeah, I have. Oh, that's unfortunate. That's not good.
They break out the pet jet. They just start spraying the whole room. We're going to take it all down. We're going to take it all down.
Have you seen, I don't know if it was the first Jackass movie or the second one, but one of them goes into a hardware store and just takes a dump in one of the display toilets.
No. Okay.
The guy running the store, and it's not like a Home Depot or a store.
Oh, it's like a mom and pop?
It's just like a mom and pop. The guy's sitting there with like his paper. Well, the guy on the toilet has got a paper. The other guy's sitting there with like his, you know, they have those like carbon books where they have to write stuff down because they got to take ledger. And he's talking to some other customer. He's like, I believe that boy's a Fruit Loop. That's basically how, like.
But don't you say that when he walks in the kilt? You're in Texas.
Yeah.
You're in Texas. I mean,
yeah, that guy's pretty Fruit Looped. Yeah. Right, for
Listen,
sure.
If you're in Texas, I expect it to either have a Southern accent or be Hispanic. And that's not race. You're right there by the border. I don't expect to see Scottish people just walking into a curiosity shop.
Well, now, and.
You know?
He's a dear friend, and I hang out with his wife at the shows at, you know, Still Not Friday, and at Thursdays at Aurora, Two Brothers Roundhouse. One of the guys there does wear a kilt occasionally when it's dress up time there.
Does he ever keister
to
a microphone?
Now I gotta be worried about
the microphone.
Hey, what's the lineup?
Yeah,
can I go ahead of him?
Can I get ahead of him?
Yeah.
Can I get ahead of him?
No, he says that I kill and he wants to follow me. I totally get it.
Where's the mic stand? Tickle him.
Yeah.
Tickle him. You'll find it.
Didn't we have a stand?
Where's our banner? Yeah. Is that a harmonica? Is that John Popper?
How.
Where can they find us, Ted?
You can find us at thatchecksout.net and all the socials at thatchecksout. Please don't keister me if you're wearing a kilt.
You? I want to see that.
All the sources that checks out, WDJ. That checks out has been a TCO Productions recorded for you at Audio High Podcast and Studio. I can guarantee that all three of us, Damon, Mac, and myself, are wearing pants. We'll catch you next time.
I just see your watch hanging out. I'm like, that's Ted. Yeah. He's being keistered right now.